Hi, this is Ariel Soundwaves, and you are listening to Ponyville FM. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr.
Is up, Ponyville. I'm the one, the Pony Limitless Hate, welcoming you back once again to that Thursday night fugue state. Tonight, it's all about pop rock. That was Fleetwood Mac with Don't Stop, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, was off the album Rumors, which is an absolute classic. So as you can tell, we're going to be covering music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, and the current decade, because there has been a lot of great pop rock. So buckle up, Phillies, because we got a whole lot of kicking music to get through. Up next, we've got Fefe Dobson and, yes, Tone Loc with Rock It Till You Drop It.
Come on now. Rock it till you drop it. Rock it till you drop it. You know what I'm saying?
When you're walking, walking, your body's talking to me, but your mouth ain't making the sound. When I'm stalking, stalking, I can feel my body rocking with all these feelings abound. It's in the way that he moves. It's in the way that he likes the things I do. It's in the way that he grooves. You know,
I never waited for that special one. I thought I'd get it.
that you've been tripping, and you got me wanting more. It's in the way that it moves,
way that it moves.
It's in the way that it likes the things I do. It's in the way that it moves,
way that it moves.
You know I love it when it takes me dancing. I never waited for that special one. I thought I'd settle for a second son. Tonight's the night we get this party on. And on and on and on and on and on.
Come on now, rock it till you drop it. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be rocking it all night long. We'll be dropping it till the break of dawn. There's no stopping it once the freak is on. It's on and on and on and on. We'll
come
be
on
rocking it all night long. We'll be dropping it till the break of dawn. There's no stopping it once the freak is on. Setting sun. Tonight's the night we'll get this party on.
And on and on and on and on and on.
What a cool track. That one's been sitting on my hard drive for ages. Can't believe I never played it. And here's another one. Actually, a lot of the songs this evening are going to be kind of like that. Here's one that I wish had been the class song for my graduating class in high school. This is Lit with My Own Worst Enemy.
Said or what you threw at me.
always liked Lit, and you know why? Because they came out, they released a couple of good albums, and then they did what so many popular bands lack the good grace to do. Go away before you get annoying. And then, poof, they were gone. And we get to enjoy their catalog of music without having to listen to a 6th, 7th, 8th studio album of them just going through the motions. Up next, I've got... this is an obscure and very much dated song that operates under the assumption that MySpace was going to continue to be a driving force in social media over the course of the next few years. Even within, like, 2 or 3 years after it came out, Facebook had taken over. This is 1117 with MySpace. Do it here on Fugue State. We keep it super indie neo-hardcore for y'all. And, you know, that song, you could just take out the word MySpace, replace it with Facebook, and boom. It's completely current. Let's kick it back to the late 90s a little bit. Here's a popular jam for you. This is Third Eye Blind with Semi-Charmed Life, and this is the album version. Drugs are bad, kids.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes down on me, and I make
smile at what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the games to play. So say, I want something else to get me through this. Semitone kind of life. On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's all it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the top down, locked down in a smile. But nothing is alright, alright.
That was the song that put Third Eye Blind on the map for their two or three successful albums. That cut verse really spells out in bright 6-foot-wide day-glow neon letters exactly what the song's actually about. But hey, coming at you next, man, I didn't know this song was as old as it is. Hailing from 1992, it's the Gin Blossoms with Hey Jealousy.
Might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had.
We're going to keep it rocking with that 90s stuff. Up next, we got Sister Hazel with their most popular and successful single of all time, All For You.
Finally, I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times, so come to all my
sure. I mean, it's around the corner, so I can't look at the moment, but I'm pretty sure I still have this album. And it's a treasured part of my CD collection. Up next, and this is probably another one of those best example, most popular songs by, and you'll know this one if you ever saw Baz Luhrmann's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It's the Cardigans with Love Fool.
Man.
And that track, sorry, that track was everywhere in 96, and my brief research turns up the fact that it actually hit number one on the U.S. Top 40, which, yeah, it makes sense. I miss the days when a pop rock, dancey track like that could actually hit number one. And evidently, it also went platinum in Japan, if you can believe that. But I'd love to see one of my colleagues here on Ponyville FM's air staff mix that into a fun little dancey set. I think that would be a fine way to spend an evening. But coming at you next, oh boy, it was going to happen eventually. This is one of those songs that I hate it almost as much as I love it, because it's so bad and yet it's so good. It's Lita Ford with Kiss Me Deadly.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good leg, I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story.
See, guys, I'm not making it up. The lyrics are just god-awful, but the song is just so good. Her singing, her delivery, it's so on point, and the guitar work is just so great that you just gotta love it, even if it's making your skin crawl. So I feel like I need a bit of a cleansing after that, and I don't know if this one really fits into the whole pop-punk angle that I'm trying to go with this evening, even though that one was kind of the nail in hair metal's coffin, if you follow. But I need a cleansing. So up next is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. Can't believe I've never played this one on Fugue State before, because it wasn't in my used folder. This is Sarah Bareilles with Love Song.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know that. Made room for me, but it's too soon to see if I'm happy in your hands. I'm unusually hard to hold on to. Blank stares at blank pages, no easy way to say this. You mean well, but you may.
So bombastic. And yeah, after having listened to it this time and tried to, well, sing along and analyze it under whether it fits in as pop rock, it totally does. What an awesome song. We're getting down to the home stretch here. We got a little bit of pop punk for you. And this is the song that totally got me into My Chemical Romance. It's Helena.
Long ago, just like the hearse, you died to get in again. We are so far.
In case you're wondering, MCR's lead singer, Gerard Way, is entirely way more nasally in public in an actual performance. I went and saw them at Voodoo Fest in New Orleans in, oh crap, like 2006 or so. It was after Katrina, I know that. But, yeah, it's really hard to actually sit through a live performance by them because the guy sounds like he needs serious sinal surgery to open things up. But all that aside, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge is an awesome album, and pretty much all their albums are concept albums. They all tell a single story. So, moving right along, we've got a deep cut off of an album that wasn't entirely well known. This is Damone from their self-titled album with When You Live.
All the lost kisses and runaway tears can't fix what your good mom and dad have been saving in pictures for all of these years, and it's sad. Everything fades to black, yeah. All your self
That one goes out to all the bronies out there. Keep your chins up. And the next one, well, hell, you'll probably like this one too. Because, hell, it's Rainbow Dash. It's Hey Ocean with the best ever cover of the seminal classic from the Ronettes, Be My Baby. Dancing is going to go down in my own personal book of history as one of those films that's just inexcusably terrible, but has a soundtrack far, far, far better. And of course, you're going to look at Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes and look at me like, what are you talking about? But hey, I'm 30. I'm old enough not to care. But, you know, I know y'all are about ready to get back to your EDM bangers and everything, and that's cool, because up at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with episode 54 of the Permalink, coming back at you once again to bring you the J-Core and the UK Hardcore, so stay tuned for that. But finally, for me this evening, we've got one more. And yeah, this keeps up that kind of Calypso vibe from Hey Ocean's cover of Be My Baby. But we're going to file this one under the Why God, Why Does This Exist category. This is Paris Hilton with Stars Are Blind. And I'm going to catch y'all later. Peace, yo.